This week's parasha, Parshas Boy, has a very, very interesting mitzvah that is a little bit out of character. The pasuk says in Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph, by Dabe Hashem Moshe Leimoy, Hashem says to Moshe, saying, Kadoshi kol b'choyer petach rechem. This is the mitzvah of pidyon of petach hamoyer, pidyon haben, ba'odem ha'behem alihu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a command of Pidyon HaBen and Petach HaMoir to redeem the firstborn child and the firstborn animal. Moshe says to the Om, and he starts talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Later on, many, many Pesukim later, the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, and Pasuk Beis, Havatah Kol Petach Rechem, Hashem Kol Petach Sheger Behema, V'Chol Petach HaMoir Tifteh Beseh. Then you start talking about the mitzvahs, the practical mitzvahs, of Pidyon and Petach HaMoir and Pidyon HaBen. Why do we have this long interruption in the middle? Furthermore, I'd like to say something Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, was fantastic, fantastic thought, and it's going to be based on this. There's a fascinating Sephorno. The Sephorno says, Kadoshli kol b'choy. What does it mean, Kadoshli b'choy? What's the meaning behind this mitzvah? I read up what he says. She'ischaivu kulam b'pidyon. That every child is chayv to be redeemed. Kesha kol hektush. Like every other din of hektush, something becomes kodosh, it makes something hektush, which means sanctified for the base of mikdosh. In order for us to be able to use it, we have to be poider it. It's shaykh pidyon. We have to redeem it on money. Leman yiyeh mutorim v'avodas chol. The reason why you petach pidyon haben is that we poider the kedusha, that we can now use it for chol. Shalulei hapidyon. Because if it were not for the pidyon, Hoya asurim lasoiz komaleches choil. The b'choy would be forbidden to do anything mundane, anything that is not absolute kodush. Ki'inun leisav b'choy shirech. In other words, you see over here that the whole purpose of pidyon haben is to take the kedusha that was on this child, that is mamish hektush, and make him choil. Asks Yaakov Kamenetsky, if that's the case, we make a whole simcha by pidyon haben. Pidyon HaBen is very rare because it's got to be a firstborn boy, not a girl, and it's got to be not through whatever it is, a cesarean section, whatever it is. It's very rare. Everyone makes it. It's a lovely thing. But why celebrate that? You're taking something that's Kodosh, and he's separated for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you're making him mundane. Make a big Kiddush for that. It doesn't sound very orthodox. Not only that, it's a very interesting notion we say. It's not brought down in this Seder because it's not very... They don't take Pidyon HaBen very seriously in that siddur because it's not very common. But there's a loshon that one says, but the Tefillah one says, when the kohen takes a pidyon, he says, "Veikonez zeh haben, this child should go lechayim toivim, leToira uleYirah Shemayim. Vehirot soin shekashem shenichnas a pidyon haben, yekonez a Toira lechup lemasim toivim." Asks Yaakov Kamenetsky, what's this extra loshon over here? Of veikonez zeh haben lechayim toivim. The Torah Lira Shemaim Keshem Shenichnas Abris, the Keshem Shenichnas Pidyon HaBen. Why do we have that extra loshon? So there's a very amazing Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, and he says there's a machlekes over there, Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Shua. The pasuk says, "Eile toldos Hashemaim va'aretz pe'boram." These are the toldos, the products of Shemaim va'aretz when they were created. Now there's a very interesting machlekes, Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Lezer says, "Kol ma sheyesh b'shamayim briyosim in hashamayim." Everything that is in hashamayim, its creation was in hashamayim. Kol ma sheyesh b'oretz, anything that's on this earth, briyosim in haoretz was created down here. Anything that's up there is up there. Anything created down here came, the source was down here. Rabbi Shua Omer, Rabbi Shua says, "No, kol ma sheyesh b'shamayim uva oretz, anything that's created in shamayim and oretz, ein briyosoy elam in hashamayim." The source came from Shemayim. Now, what is this machlekes? What difference does it make to us? Peshat in the pasuk, okay, but what's peshat in that? So Yaakov Kamenetsky says that this is a machlekes that is a fundamental machlekes in Hashkofa that comes out practically in different places in Shas. And one example is a machlekes Rabbi Lezer Bishua has about Yomim Tovim. There's a machlekes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua when a person has to celebrate Yom Tov. So the Gemara says in Beitza, you can decide what you want to do. You can eat and drink. Alternatively, you can learn. You can make it either ruchnius or make it gashmius. Fully ruchnius, fully gashmius. That's what you can do. Rabbi Shua oime chelkeyu. You gotta split it up. Chetzi lashem, vechetzi lachem. Half for Hashem, and half for you. That's how some people go to the in-laws, half for Yom Tov, and yeah, whatever. Chetzi lachem, chetzi lashem. Half for the Rebbein Shoyim, and half for you. That's the machlekas over there. So he said, what's the pshat over here? What's the pshat in that machlekas? So he says, if you look in any of the Yomim Tovim, there are two reasons why there's a Yom Tov. For example, by Pesach, we say that the mitzvah of Pesach is a mitzvah to remember Zeichisias Mitzrayim. And Yad Chazaka, it's a very ruchnius mitzvah. It's a munah, it's bitochen, it's chayrus. It's chayrus, it's a wonderful, wonderful concept of a munah bitochen. On the other hand, the Pasuk says in our parsha, it says, Hayoim atim yotzim v'chodesh ha'aviv. You're leaving in chodesh ha'aviv. What's chodesh ha'aviv? There's also an element of nature. There's also an element of appreciating the time where you are sowing, where you're sowing the produce. Sukkos is, on one hand, it's non-e hakovod, it's ruchnius, it's coming after Yom Kippur where you have yitshuva, but it's also called chadakotzir. Right? You're cutting down chagosif. Shavuos is matan teira, but it's also chagakotzir. In other words, you have a ruchnius of the gashmis. The machlekes Reb Lezer Bishua is, how should you go about this Yom Tovim? Reb Lezer said, listen carefully here, because we're going to change very soon. Reb Lezer says that the way you celebrate Yom Tov is how you want to focus. You want to focus on the attributes of ruchnius, gesundheit. Fine, make it kulei Lashem. You want to celebrate on the attributes of gashmius, of the kotzir, of the osif, of the fine. That's fine. Celebrate on that, but don't mix them back both up together. Reb Yeshua says differently, and he says no. It's chetzi lachem, chetzi Lashem. What's fascinating, you gotta do both. You gotta celebrate both. You get both together. The Gemara says though, when it comes to Shavuos, Kula Alma, everyone agrees that you also need Lachem. You gotta have Lachem and Lachem. You can't be Ruchnius only on Shavuos. Why people choose to have Milchiks, and I don't know. But it's gotta be Lachem. There's gotta be an element there of celebrating the Ruchnius with the Gashmius. What happened there? Why does Rebbe Lezer not hold that you can focus on the Gashmius or the Ruchnius? Why do you have to have both? Why is it different to Pesach and Sukkot? So Yaakov Kamenetsky has a chiddush, and he says like this, that the machlekus Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shua is a fundamental machlekus before the Torah was given. The machlekus is, how do we view, how are we supposed to view Ruchnius? How are we supposed to view Gashmius? He says, the way that it was viewed before the Torah was given was that there's two worlds. Like Reb Lezer says, there's two worlds. There's koma sheyesh b'shamayim, briyosim in ha-shamayim. There's certain things that are ruchni, who stayed ruchni. And there's certain things, koma sheyesh b'oretz, briyosim in ha-oretz. The things that are gashmi, stay gashmi. They're two different worlds. There's ruchnius and there's gashmius. There's holy people and there's not, and there's people who are mundane. They're two separate worlds. That's how the world is created. Ruchnius and Gashmius are two separate worlds. Shemayim is Shemayim, Oretz is Oretz. Rabbi Shua says, no, everything, from the Brias Oilam, every single thing that was created in the Oretz was also has a connection to Shemayim. Everything Gashmi has got to have a Dovah Ruchni. You have to associate Ruchnius. And therefore, the way the world was created, before the Torah was given, before we know the idea of Shavuos, a person would have a choice, theoretically, of focusing on the Ruchnius or the Gashmius, according to Reb Lezer, because there's two separate worlds, Ruchnius and Gashmius, two separate worlds. Reb Yeshua said, even before the Torah was given, the way the world was created shows us that everything Ruchni is Gashmi, and everything Gashmi is Ruchni. You can't separate the worlds. Therefore, even before the Torah was given, we never had that choice to separate one from the other. But when the Torah was given at Sinai, Kula Alma, at this stage, everybody agrees, it was, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us a new revelation that Shemayim and Oretz is one. That a Jew is supposed to celebrate Ruchnius with a Gashmius together. That is a purpose. And that's why when it comes to Shavuos, Torah has given us indication never had beforehand. And Torah teaches us that a Jew is supposed to celebrate the Ruchnius with a Gashmius. Therefore, even on Shavuos, where there's certainly an element of Gashmius, don't focus on the Gashmius alone. Focus on the Ruchnius. Don't just focus on the Ruchnius, focus on the Gashmius as well. You've got to have both together. That is the machlekes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer before the Torah was given, and how the Torah changed. And therefore, that's the shitosa. That works according to the way they've been arguing till now. Now, what that does mean is, now this is a little bit fine, because there seems to be a machlekes nashkofa in this. Goyim do not understand that. The question is, they don't understand it, but they're wrong, or it doesn't apply to them. There's two differences. A goy, the only korban a goy brings is a korban oilo. It gets totally consumed. A goy cannot bring a shlomim. A goy cannot bring something that is... He does not understand that you can have a concept where you have a korban, where you can eat the meat and enjoy it. Delicious steak, and be gash, and be ruchni. How does that work? And if a goy can only bring a dova ruchni, because that's ruchnius. You have these, the priests, the nuns, the whoever, the begging bowls are living up there away. You don't have something that a person can be married and live with a family and sit around the table and be kodosh. They don't have that. They've got to be separated. You've got to be a different world. You can't have the ruchnius together with the gashmius. When the Torah was given, we know that that's different. The mitzvah of Pidin HaBen is the mitzvah that teaches us that don't think for a moment we have a firstborn child that is kadosh and he's mamish hektosh and he can't do anything chol, and that is the perfect Jewish being. That's a perfect Jewish product. You're wrong. We break a celebration when you bring him down from his kadosh level, and you bring him down that he can become mundane, that he can become gashmi. And now he has reached the purpose of his real purpose of working with gashmis with the ruchnius. Beforehand it was just ruchni. That's lovely, but that's not Jewish. Jewish is ruchnius with the gashmis together. And if we make that celebration that we bring down to the purpose of what Jew is supposed to be, and that's why we make that special bracha. When a kohen takes him, he says, "V'konezeh ben l'chaim tovim," which have a good geshmak gashmis life. On the other hand, le toira le yir ha-shemayim, he should have a toira yir ha-shemayim, k'shem shi nichnas ha-pidin ha-ben ken yikones. That is our purpose. And that could be the purpose over here, and why the parasha separates the different mitzvahs over here. First of all, you have the mitzvah of kadosh kol b'chayr. As we describe it now, the whole idea of pidin ha-ben is a concept of understanding the ruchnius on the gashmius of one child. How being just ruchnius is not the greatest thing. No. The example to that is all the different mitzvahs of Pesach, where we have the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we have the idea of, on the other hand, which is the Ruchnius, on the other hand, is the Gashmius. The leaving of Chodesh Aviv is a time of we're working with Gashmius. When you got that message clear, then we go back to the nitty-gritty, the halachas, of what Pidyon HaBen is all about. But the understanding, the Hashkafa Shaboy, of what a Jew is supposed to be, the Jew is not supposed to be separated and be Kaddish that way. He's supposed to be integrated into the society and become such Kaddish through that. Let's finish off with one Moridiga story, which fits into Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's whole drasha. At his shiva, he had hundreds, probably even thousands of people of came to the shiva visit, to his children, to his wife. But there's one unusual person came. A nun came to visit, to have a shiva visit. And she said, "Let me tell you, I live in Monsey for many, many years. Nobody says hello to me. I'm a nun. I don't blame you." Right? Nobody says hello to me. He said, but Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, with his beautiful smile, would say good morning to her. She was the only person who treated her with respect. But after, how much respect, I don't know, but the respect of a human being. Yeah, I'm acting like Kol Adam, save upon him, Kol Adam, every person, he gave her the feeling that she's also got a form of Telem Elokim. Right? And if it's not to be separated, to be integrated, to become Kodesh with who you are, with the Ruchnius and the Gashmius working in sync. And that could be also, just one more idea over here, why there's also in this parasha, is a parasha of Tefillin. And Tefillin is idea, the Gemara says, one of the biggest chatoim that a person would go back from Molchoma is if a person separated had a machshava between Tefillin Yad and Tefillin Shal Rosh. The hand represents our actions. The Rosh represents Ruchnius. If a person separates the Ruchnius from the Gashmius and says two things are completely separate, then he's missed the whole idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim together with he's missed the idea of Pidyon Peter Chamor. There's one parasha. All the psukim are going through, giving the idea that before the Torah was given, you've got to get set a few things clear. Number one, don't be separated. Don't be insula. Use the ruchnis for the gashmis. That is a purpose of the Jew, and that is why the bechoyer, we make a celebration when he's becoming to the prime position of using the gashmis for the ruchnis. Shkoyach.